This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It is a hump day, and I'm opening the show having a sneeze, to be honest with you.
Oh, no. Fight it. Fight it. Yeah. Fight the sneeze.
Mm. Woo! I'm going to shake it off.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
A massive day in sport. A lot of stuff to talk about here with you, as we're now just 2 days away from our next Flagtober stop, Southern Leisure Spas and Patio in Flower Mound. Your chance to pick up the 2024 Whataburger G-Bag flag for free. That'll be starting at 2 o'clock on Friday, and it's a triple bet payoff Friday as well. Lock in. We'd appreciate it. General at your service. There's Broadus. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup over here at Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh. He's fixed to go 5 hours flawless, okay? Radio producing, engineering, and hosting. Coordinating your video from time to time as well, although it does appear Caitlin is in the house. Caitlin is coordinating your video.
Yeah.
You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Of course, you got Woolchuck and Shia follow. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation.
You feeling better, buddy? Good to have you back.
Feeling better. Yeah, it's great to be back.
The color's back, kind of.
The color's
still
back
are looking a little pale.
Yeah, I feel, you know, a little bit weak or whatever, but the medication is working. You know, I wouldn't miss a hump day with you guys. Yeah. And I honestly had to come back here and tell you to your face to go bleep yourself since you did the first rim sesh of the brand new season without me. Hearing you guys rim without me yesterday was, you know, it was tough.
Well, I missed
really
you for
was.
TD Tuesday.
It was a new perspective. Yeah, and I also missed... that
well,
as well. So
if it makes you feel any better, it didn't feel the same without you.
No, well, good. I do appreciate that.
But we'll do a rim sesh today. How about that? Maybe even double up if you want to.
I was thinking we might need to go a full 5 hours of rim sesh today.
Perfect.
But plans changed.
A lot of good hoops news. Now, some maybe concerning news for you. Luka Doncic suffered a left calf contusion. He'll be reevaluated in a week. I'm a 1 out of 10 on this. I feel like he can use all the rest, but... You know, maybe this is an ominous sign. Maybe
I mean,
showing up like Christian McCaffrey after grinding all summer, his body's just it's giving out already.
You think this is an overworked calf? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I was thinking the exact opposite. This calf's like, oh, crap. I didn't realize we were supposed to be explosive right now.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. We didn't get the videos of like the power walking and stuff that he did last summer.
Man, and, yeah. I was hoping that this isn't a big deal. I will say the negative part of me was like, is this Shades of the Ranger season? I still have PTSD of that, where it started off with injuries,
just fatigue.
And then that just trickled into the entire, like, after a magical run, Mavs came off a magical run, didn't win it, hopeful this year it happens, but I'm just gonna chalk it up as no big deal, right? It's okay. Yeah. No meaningful games are being played right now. He's got time. Just get Micah to just go ahead and rub on that calf for him.
Yeah, and it's not like Kyrie's gonna be walking into the season with some injuries.
He'll be reevaluated in a week. If you don't know, Brian Broadus is also a Mavs insider for us.
Yeah.
What's the scoop, buddy?
Yeah, I've reached out to my Mavs sources, and they have yet to get back to me. I feel a little gun-shy right... Well, I shouldn't say that. I feel a little shy about the situation.
Why is that?
Well, just yesterday, about the whole thing with, you know, with Cooks, you know, and the injury. And
You're not playing with confidence today.
I just feel like...
You had the report. He wasn't injured. He wasn't infected.
We need Bobby to ask. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No. I just kind of was... You know, Bobby knew something was wrong. And, you know, but like I said, I kind of read it the wrong way. Not injured, but ill. Is that, you know, so I'm a little...
Maybe the illest.
I did reach out to my Mavs sources. And I think we're practicing basketball right now, or we're doing something involving basketball. So I was told that.
Yes.
I'll catch up with you in a bit.
Oh, they're doing basketball stuff.
They're doing basketball
now.
Things, but not we're talking basketball.
Wow.
They're doing basketball things.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Let me get back to you. That's what I was told.
We got to practice. Yeah.
they're doing cone drills on the court, and coaches or somebody's texting you from the arena saying,
you know,
hey,
you never know. I mean, you gotta,
after practice, I'll check back in with you.
Yeah, you got to make sure they do their part, and then they'll get back with you.
I like that.
Last year's playoff run to the finals was amazing for a lot of reasons, but perhaps the biggest was, you know, nobody got fired. You know,
yeah,
and you know, people get fired, you know, things are moving on. Now you have continuity, you have sources, you have insider reports, and you keep it locked right here to the G-Bag Nation for what I believe is the best Mavs content around.
Can't lose sources, man. That's important. That's that can hurt you.
I've been impressed with the way Broadus has buddied up with the new ownership group just immediately. You know, just getting right in there.
Oh, I think to me, you know, I what did people call me? A hate monger? What was I? I got
beer monger,
bleep hole.
I no. Remember when I was talking about them moving to Vegas?
Well, I mean that was totally disgraceful. I mean, I can't rumor believe monger. Even would throw that
rumor
out
monger.
There.
Yeah, that's what they call me. They're
trying to take our team away from
and
us.
And I was like, hey, you know, you never know, man. These people aren't here for this scene. They're here for the Vegas scene. Well, they're not here
for Dallas. It was baseless though. I mean, it was maybe the second baseless thing. Well, I don't know. That's a gut feeling, right? It's not like an insider report. Like, let's differentiate the two.
When it happens, let me tell you. When it happens,
when it doesn't,
when it happens, and I'm at the lake, I want you guys to call me and apologize. Starting with you over there.
Hey,
Dawson.
That would be a sad day.
Yeah.
It would be a tragic day. I'll tell you what. We'll apologize, and then we'll each take a turn of just punching right in the face.
Yeah. New segment idea, Around the Baseless with Brian Broadus.
Around the Baseless.
Yeah.
Presented by Uber Eats, perhaps.
I just kind of have a feeling this ownership, you know, if they don't get what they need, you know, they got a lot of powerful people. Man, that thing might move along. You never know.
Yeah, I do think the NBA wants a Vegas team. I just don't think they would take away, one in a top five market that has a good relationship with a fan base and all that and pretty good history.
No, but they have a great history here, but you're trying to get into that Vegas market.
Sure.
And what better group to have than people that kind of understand and have ownership in that Vegas market? That's where I think all their ways, you know, they have all the politicians. You ever watch the show The Godfather?
Yeah, I did finally.
Remember he met with the governor, of Nevada there. You know,
yeah.
He was talking about what he had to do to get those licenses and stuff. Mm-hmm. Got to jump through a lot of hoops.
Now who's being naive, right?
Me?
No, Diane. I think that who's the character in that show?
No, it was.
That was the dialogue.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It was the dialogue from The Godfather I was trying to reference.
Yeah, you
there.
Have seen it then.
Yes.
The show The Godfather?
The movie.
The movie, The Godfather. The movie, trilogy.
Yes. He called it a show, but it's a movie.
Okay.
I just wasn't sure. It's a movie show, right? It was called The Godfather as well.
I was just rolling with it. That is a very old-timey thing to say.
Damn question. Because they made a show, The Offer, which was about the making of The Godfather. I just wanted clarity, Brian.
To be fair,
just some clarity.
To be fair to Broadus, I love taking my kids to the movie show theater. We have a great time.
My parents' generation would say,
"Do
you guys want to go to the show?" And they would mean a movie. They would mean a movie.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah. Haven't heard that in 3 decades.
It's like when people say, "Let's have a catch." It's like, no, we're gonna go. We're gonna go throw the ball.
No, let's have a catch.
Saw this stat on NBA Twitter: Caitlin Clark generated more of her team's points than every WNBA and NBA player except Luka. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Wait, can you say that one more time?
Yeah, Caitlin Clark generated more of her team's points as far as buckets and assists, a higher percentage of total points produced of every WNBA and NBA player except Luka Doncic.
Wow.
How about all the trouble they had to start the season?
Yeah, they couldn't catch
the ball.
Yeah, imagine it would have been even more.
She would have punished. She might have had more than Luka. If they would have just caught the ball and finished.
Honestly, that's a Luka stat, though.
I think they figured out the catching part there towards the end. They were like, okay, we got a point guard who's going to find us. We got to like keep checking back every half second.
I would pay attention.
I think by game three, if I'm the owner of that team, I have jugs machines on the court awaiting my players to start practice.
Jugs machines.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and you're going to learn how to catch some balls here. Do they have basketball jugs machines?
I don't know.
I'd be making, if I'm an owner of a team, I could probably afford to make one myself.
Absolutely.
And my girls are going to be catching balls. Mm.
Shout out to that Shoot 360 place up there. Diana Russini says the Cowboys and Jets are among the teams monitoring the Davante Adams situation.
Oh.
What do we say, Insider? Is this real?
I think this is not real.
This is not real.
No, they don't have the money
for this.
Surprise!
I asked this question, and I said, "Hey, national media saying," and I'm like, "News to me." So,
it's
That's where we're at.
Yeah, that's probably like, you know, agent, just let me throw any chum in the water, link the
I'm
Cowboys.
I'm just saying, anytime you throw the Cowboys into the mix.
You're trying to sell the price here.
Diana's a nice lady.
Isn't it? Aren't we all okay with the idea that the Cowboys have no interest in trading for an aging, expensive receiver that in no way is going to put them over the top of anything?
I'll tell you, Jane had a really good tweet today. I know we have her on at 5, right?
Yes, we do.
She's talking about, she kind of broke it down, so I'll let her explain it, but she had a really good tweet why the Cowboys wouldn't do this.
Yeah, I think there's a laundry list of reasons why you wouldn't, and I really can't come up with one reason why you would.
Yeah. No.
Other than the jersey sales.
I believe there's a great Jane's Addiction song called Jane Says.
Jane Says.
Classic there from probably the mid-80s. Okay, Cowboys going to be without wide receiver Brandon Cooks for Sunday's game against the Steelers and potentially longer. An infection. That's the report from Todd Archer. He says Cooks had a procedure in New York following last week's win against the Giants. After he developed symptoms upon his return, Cooks had surgery to clean out the infection in his knee. This was performed by team doctors over the weekend. Coach McCarthy confirmed Cooks would not play against the Steelers on Sunday. There is kind of a silver lining. Your wide receiver core might get better. I don't know if Cooks is washed up or they don't know how to use him, but in four games, he's got like 91 yards.
I think it's more the latter. I mean, I think they
you
just,
think he's washed?
No, I think they don't know how to use him.
Oh, okay.
We saw it last year.
Yeah.
You started the season wondering, is he washed? And then, no, once they figure out how to use him appropriately, and in the small doses in which they have this season, you can still see his capabilities. So I blame it much more on the offense than I do Brandon Cooks himself, but perhaps he was playing, you know, limping a little bit with whatever issue was happening. I want to get the details on this so bad. I've never heard of this before. We're on the road somewhere on a Thursday night. Sorry, guys. I'm not getting on the team plane because I'm going to do my own personal thing with my doctor here, and I'll see you with an infection on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I'm getting my own injections. It's a weird deal.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the reality of like medical procedures and hospitals and stuff. There can be so much bacteria and stuff around that infections can happen. You know, I don't know the kind of place that he was in New York, but even at hospitals, like a major cause of loss for them is when they have, you know, people get in infections that can be life threatening.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah. It's strange.
Like, did he fly home with the team? Was this before the game? Was this after the game? Did the team know about it?
I'm
like,
efforting details.
So
right
many
now.
Questions.
I'm
here.
Efforting details as we speak. It kind of reminds me. Do you think Christian McCaffrey went to Germany on his own?
He probably went on his own. Yeah, but I'm sure like the team's very aware of.
I mean,
this.
I wonder how often that we get the hey, I'm not. I don't trust what and the Cowboys. Dr. Cooper and those guys over there. Like they do. They're like
incredible.
Them. Yeah, they're like him. Pat McKenzie in Green Bay, the guy down in Alabama. Those are some of your best orthopedic doctors in the world.
Players from other teams will go to you.
Yeah, they'll go to you. Dr. Cooper fixes guys up all the time. Yeah. And so here we are, and I just wonder if and you talked about it, Eric, maybe that he's like, listen, I got to get another opinion here, or I've got somebody I think can do this and help me out. Maybe this doctor's helped him out before, you know, one of his other stops. And he's going back too, you know. Mm-hmm.
Could be like platelet-rich plasma.
There could be an injection involved.
All kinds of therapies you could be getting after. Yeah. And he wouldn't be the first player, absolutely not, to not trust team doctors or feel like I don't want to let the team know I'm injured.
Yeah.
You know, I think especially if you know you could be getting ready to get traded. This is a big year for you contractually. If you want to get that next deal, you know, maybe you're trying to play through everything, but. You know, it's one of those really a personal medical situation at this point, so it might be difficult to get any sort of answers.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough.
With the HIPAA laws and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm going to try. But the thing about maybe like say there was an injection or something involved that went bad. It might not have been
it
a surgery.
It sounds like that's what it was.
Yeah, might be something that went south on
it. It just got infected.
Yeah.
And now they had to clean it out, and hopefully he's back sooner than later. I still think Brandon Cooks is a good player. I think when you watch it on film, it shows that. I think this is more of a Cowboys issue. But there was a funny reply on Twitter. Someone was like, oh, my gosh, this is a catastrophic injury. Cowboys are going to miss his two catches for 20 yards. And that is kind of what we're looking at the first 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah, it's brutal. Well, don't share any of his medical information. I think you get attacked by a hippo if that happens. Is
multiple.
That how that works?
Oftentimes, they'll sick three or four on you.
Hippos?
Yeah, and you're done, dude.
Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers participating in practice, reportedly expected to play versus Oklahoma. Is Sark making the right decision here, Brian?
I'll tell you what, I'm a fan of that Arch Manning, but if you look at how...
That's because he's buddies with Bennett. Well, they're having Dawson spend the nights together. Dawson went
right to me, yeah. I mean, Dawson went right to me with that. I was hoping he'd go to one of you guys to give like the real inside...
The unbiased report,
because yes, I'm cheering for Arch Manning in every chance I can get, but... No, I tell you what though, Quinn Ewers though, he does give them a chance to beat Oklahoma, you know, and that's what they need. And I kind of feel like that maybe Arch is a little bit still away some of the things, but Quinn, you know, that's who Sark went with to start the year. Unfortunately, got banged up. I think he's making the right decision.
Team loves Quinn. I think there'd be a little bit of a mutiny if they didn't go back to him.
You're either Quinn or out.
But I do think Arch is better. But they're going to stick with Quinn Ewers.
That's nice of Bennett to befriend Arch Manning. Sounds like a guy doesn't have any friends down there.
Oh, I mean, he's got plenty of friends. They're in the same organization together. They're brothers in this organization. So yeah, he's got friends.
I wouldn't be siding with Quinn Ewers. Guy can't win a big game. You know, I think he's just saying all the right stuff. He's buddying up to everybody, pulling a Dak, make up for the fact he can't win the big one.
So Gavin Dawson, Coach Dawson, is saying,
I'm going Arch.
I was about to say you're going Arch here.
Yeah, I want to build up Arch here, see how good he could be by the end of the year. I've already seen what Quinn can do. I'm not impressed.
And is this you crotch first with it, or are you saying like Quinn's still a little bit banged up? We're gonna keep him.
Yeah,
you know,
he's 100%. There's a lot of thought that's gone into this.
I'm not impressed.
G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. I have a feeling that the phone's gonna ring. Jared Sandler's going to be on the other end. Another baseless attack on my character. Chuck Wagon Woolchuck.
Yeah, Fat Bear Week, twerking, and how dirty would you get to win a car? That's next to the nation.
Welcome back. G-Bag of the Day coming up in 7.5 minutes here on 2:30 in the nation. Segments brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com/cowboys for some special deals. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car truck wreck in DFW, call the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Here's Wolchuk.
All right, fellas, did you guys know there was a Fat Beer Week? Or Fat Bear Week? Not beer, but bear?
No. I'd heard a Fat Tire Ale.
Is this real bears. I guess this was something that started 10 years ago. This year marked the 10th anniversary of Fat Bear Week, which is a competition that was first held in Alaska in 2014, featuring the brown bears that really start to gear up for hibernation when October rolls around. So the concept is officials will snap pictures of bears bulking up for hibernation with the help of the salmon they hunt in Brooks River and put together a bracket that gives members of the public the opportunity to vote for the fattest bear in the land.
There's some protein-rich bears there.
So there's also webcams. Salmon. You can watch the webcams of the bears just getting fat, hunting, eating salmon.
Grab a screenshot.
So
I like that technique. Amazing.
They just have cameras all over the place?
Yeah, they got people that are like following them around, taking pictures of these things. I mean, it's very, it's an invasion of privacy, in my opinion, on the bears. They're just doing what they've got to do.
Well, what if they signed off on it? How do you know they didn't sign consenting forms?
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know that they've actually said, hey, you can follow me and film me. I didn't give my consent for this. But either way, this was supposed to start on Monday. Organizers said, sorry, we can't do this because there was a 402-pound female that was viciously attacked by a 460-pound male. And the male ended up killing the female bear.
Whoa. Okay, so these are bears.
These are real bears. Yeah. So they have delayed the unveiling of Fat Bear Week in the bracket to Tuesday.
Do bears usually
kill each
other?
Next week. Yeah, because there was a killing. I mean, they're like, hey, we don't want people watching this. We can't watch bear on bear death
crime
attacks.
Yeah.
Murder.
What's like the Discovery Channel? Don't we do that on that?
Shark Week.
Or you can watch like Ted Nugent's Hunt of the Wild.
Shark Week, very familiar
with. He's always showing animals.
Not familiar with Fat Bear Week.
Yeah,
I'm just surprised at the Alaskans' sensibility towards a bear. You know, we're rugged, we're outdoors, we're sneaking up on bears, but bears are fighting. We got to cancel the bear.
Well, I think it was like
you're going into Mother Nature to observe.
Well, yeah,
potential violent beasts, the most violent. It's like them and Lions, right?
I mean, you know,
it's
the
berry,
you're right at the top of the food
chain. They've probably got, you know, betting and gambling that's going on this when they make their bracket, and maybe somebody had the female bear that has now been deceased. And now they've got to redo the damn bracket.
Oh, I see it. They got to redo the bracket.
That's probably what's going on. It's all about the finances here. They're probably like, damn it, we got to postpone this thing so we can redo the bracket. We've just got one of them killed.
No, you're right.
So it's probably less about the bear attacks and more about how is this going to impact the wallet and the gambling on the bracket.
I see.
Fat Bear Week, people are gearing up all year for this.
The Scientist magazine says researchers have hypothesized that when it comes to predation-fueled cannibalism, male bears consume other bears to increase their fitness by taking in more calories and or to reduce their competition for resources and mating.
When you're gearing up for hibernation, This makes perfect sense.
So they're killing other bears and eating them? They're cannibalizing?
I don't know that it's like a rampant issue, but apparently they are like it. This isn't sort of the first of its kind here. Because I was wondering, like, were they both going after the same salmon and now all of a sudden we're fighting over a fish here and this was sort of a one-off? Or is this something that male bears
could have been like a marital dispute? You never know.
Saying dog eat dog world, it should be bear eat bear world.
Should be bear eat bear.
That's what it sounds
like. You're right.
Dang right.
I think we see more bears eating bears than we see dogs eating dogs. I think you're onto something here. All right, you want twerking or like state fair car poop?
Twerking.
I was gonna go with the state. Is it car poop?
It's like state fair car poop deal. I'll do the twerking. Let's real
say
quick.
That. We'll tease that. We'll put that in the Express. That's a big story.
You want that in the Expressway?
That's probably. Yeah,
it gets pretty raunchy. Well, UFC Paris was going on this Saturday, and during one of the fights, we had a chokeout submission, and then the winner of the fight, Eileen Perez, just immediately started twerking on her opponent's face, who she had just choked out unconscious.
Mm.
Now, this wasn't, you know,
that's disrespectful, huh?
She also is like, she's an OnlyFans model, so this is like her thing, is the twerking deal, showing off the tush, but now the French Athletic Commission has suspended her for twerking on her opponent after the fight. She posted...
Can't you just throw a flag for taunting?
Well, you can't come back and fight for a little while. Sorry.
Very disrespectful.
It was disrespectful.
Very disrespectful.
Now, she does say that the girl that she was fighting was saying some very disrespectful things about me before the fight, so I just had to do this.
That's what all fights do. That's what fighters do.
Except the bears. We don't know what the bears say to each other.
That's true. We don't know what they're...
I had my face in your butt when I was... Had you in that submission hold 30 seconds ago. I don't know. This seems overly sensitive to me.
Yeah.
Especially if she was trash talking. You know, I would...
If you're the girl that... I mean, it sucks because you just got choked out and now you don't feel like you really can beat up this person, but you would want to lash out immediately and start fighting them even though they just beat you in a fight. So it is a tough position to be in. But if you saw a guy get a first down in the NFL and then he gets up and starts shaking his tail feather into the face of the defender, you are getting an Andre Johnson, Courtland Finnegan situation going immediately.
It was like no hesitation. Choke out, boom, now I'm twerking in your face.
Yes.
How do you like me now?
This was not spur of the moment. This was strategized.
What's the word?
Premedicated.
Meditated?
Premedicated.
Premedicated?
I was about to say medicated, and then I stopped.
Of course you did.
By the way, I've watched this video five times now since this segment started.
You got an issue with
this? I'm probably going to watch it a few more dozen, hundred times more.
Do your due diligence.
It's not a twerk, though. It's more of a shake.
You don't think
being honest.
Is there not enough cushion for the pushing? Is that what you're telling me?
No, she's got plenty of cushion, but it's not a twerk.
Yeah. You know? She was more of just
shaking it
and baking it.
More of a horizontal sway.
Okay. All right, we'll save the poop state fair car deal for later.
What's the headline for that, though?
Oklahoma State Fair rocked by scandal after participant accused of using cup of porter potty poop to win contest.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a big one.
It's a big one.
Can't wait to hear what the contest was. We'll get that a little bit later on in the show. College football super seg coming up in about 20 minutes. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-bag of the day.
Get up, get up, get up, get down.
911
is the joke in your town. I called 911 a long time ago. Hey, what's going on? What is it, a hump day? Wednesday, it's a butt naked Wednesday. Shout out to Miss Badu. Our winner right here is from the KMC Masterpiece. I believe this is day two for these cats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Masterpiece of the week. They do it every Friday. You guys should catch that. It's a pretty entertaining segment, but I don't know what the hell was going on last Friday. What is Corey talking about, fam?
Well, Sean Sharif said this during Crosstalk yesterday.
Him, Peyton, and Alec.
Yeah. Alec wins.
Three-way. Or G.
No.
Jeez.
What?
Wow. That, remember it was during crosstalk. He was trying to get a producer off. that came off.
What the hell did you just say?
You know when you're telling somebody, say, hey, no, remember.
Yeah.
You're going down a bad path already. Yeah. No, remember.
No. That was a reference.
Yeah, come on, fam. Hey, here we go.
While they're live at Buffalo Wild Wings, that's pretty impressive.
He had another interesting moment today. He was talking about POVs.
That used to be my thing.
Yeah, I think it's his, too. Thing.
Yeah, that used to be a vibe. Let's see here. Lockport, Louisiana. Do you fellas know where Lockport, Louisiana is on the map? Anybody? No, somebody. Sir? Scream.
If Louisiana doesn't.
Man, I'll tell you, Lockport, southeast, southwest.
I'm not trying to test y'all. I've never
been to Lockport. My guess is down around
There's
Morgan
no punishment
City.
If you get it wrong.
Down in the water, Thibodeau, Morgan City, Lockport. Okay. Where are we at?
Where is Denver as in relation to Colorado?
It's southeast of Thibodeau.
Ah!
Due east of Gray.
Ah!
Well, let's go to Lockport, Louisiana. City council situation.
Oh,
city
here we
council.
Go.
A man believes someone in this room, in this city council room, their city councilman and cops. So I don't know which one he's talking to. I think it's a police officer. But, yeah. His old lady got fired from her gas station job. And he's coming down there to see it because y'all messing up his paper.
Anyone else?
How y'all doing? Oh, really? My name is Brian James Carroll. I'm from Como Drive. And somebody in here, I don't know who. I don't want to start no trouble, but I want to know. Somebody in here called the Bayou Quick Stop and got my girlfriend fired from a job because they said I was there too much or something. And they said somebody in here called. And I want to know. Who don't like me in here? Speak your mind. They got a cop in here. Y'all speak your mind. But I'm, man, well, we gonna get it on. You know one thing, look, no disrespect to none of y'all. Man, I'm from Lockport, man, I'm 30 years old. I ain't never been beat up in my life. And David will tell you, man, if I like you, I like you, bro. David, I ain't got no problem with no Lockport cop or nothing, but I know who it is, it's you.
Go.
And listen, and I'm letting you know, two mountains may never meet, but two men always will. And man, listen, and that's his granddaughter. That's what it's about, Mr. Barry. Look, I don't want to intervene with y'all, but I'm telling you, I'm on parole, this, that, and the third, and I'm not worried. David, I tell you, I'll go sit in jail right now for playing with me, especially playing behind my bread. You got my girl fired. Yeah, you got her fired. Ernest, you the only one.
All
right. Look, I'm leave out here, but look, when I catch you on the street, it's up. Know that.
Yeah.
It's up and it's stuck when I see you. Oh, my God.
Man, that was a deep story.
Yeah.
Taking a turn.
He went all the way into it.
Yeah, girlfriend was city councilman's granddaughter.
My man said, I ain't never lost a fight in my life.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, never lost a fight in my life. And it's up with you. I'm just telling you, I'm feeling it, man. And I'm not scared, and I love, and I want to go back. Talking about going to jail, he was on papers.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else. Woolchuck. Yeah. The Fantex. Now, you know what? The Fantex can be an evil thing sometimes. Looking at it, it's real mean. You're like, man.
Yeah.
At least if you're going to say that, put your name on the end. Stand on it. Be somebody.
Yeah.
This is the Phantom Hater. Well, Woolchuck got triggered yesterday by the Fantex. And I'll tell you what, one of the best triggered Fantex audio is Gavin Dawson. I lost the audio. It's been gone for years now. What was that? James Dean? The James Dean rant?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That lives in my head forever, bro. Years. Dawson lost it.
It did.
Yeah. The headphones and everything, bro. But anyway.
Anti-Dean or pro-Dean?
Well, nah, something about... No, Dawson was being a good guy in that moment. He really was, but... it was Dez Bryant's pants.
There you
it
go.
Was Dez Bryant's saggy pants.
Oh, with the ball?
Yeah, and somebody else on the fan text was like, well, when James Dean does it, it looks cool. Dez Bryant, he's a thug. Oh, my Jeez. God. It triggered Dawson so well. I was like, I like this guy now.
That was early days.
Yeah, that was old man. Yeah, you had a cooler sitting right next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's Woolchuck getting into his Cowboys feelings yesterday from the fan text.
And the 817, when did Sports Talk Radio just become let's tear our team a new one? When the hell are you going to say anything positive? I'll say something positive when they don't just crap down their leg and break your damn hearts every year. Yeah. I'm sick and tired of being positive after a win against the Giants that should have been a loss if the Giants had a quarterback, because their team's not that damn good.
Yeah.
Okay? I did it all last year. And then what happened against Green Bay? You got completely crapped on. So I'm sorry if it's not going to be rainbows and sunshine all the time. This team deserves it.
Yeah.
They deserve it. They deserve you to be critical. Stop kissing their ass for everything they do. Yep. They haven't won anything in 30 years. It's the Dallas Cowboys. It's not the Cleveland Browns. They were once a proud franchise. They're not anymore. Mm-hmm. They deserve all the smoke.
Mm-hmm. They do. And by the way, that was a great rant from Wolchuk once again, by the way, on this very frustrating subject.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
I was just smiling the whole time. Like, hell yeah. This is what it's all about, baby.
That was impressive, Wolchuk.
Get his ass.
I mean, big time. I was getting texts yesterday like, wow, the bully's on fire right now. I'm like, let me go check this out.
Yeah, one of the kids
out.
On my soccer team heard that.
Really?
Like, wow. Mm-hmm. Zach was fired up today.
Oh.
They enjoyed some good Cowboys content,
Coach. Yeah.
It's better than like a month ago when Lucy, the goalkeeper, told me that she thought Sandler was right.
Oh. Wow, that's random. Hey, by the way, hey, before we get out of here, Bama football, we're going to Bama football. Y'all stand up down there in Bama. Tuscaloosa. Google what that means. Bama football wide receiver Ryan Williams had himself a hell of a game.
Mm-hmm.
He had the game-winning touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a Japanese call of it. They just lost their minds in that. I don't even know what's going on. They just lost their damn mind.
It was warranted. Yeah. That play was incredible.
Yeah, it was. That little juke at the end. Yeah.
These guys are running into each other.
Got him.
Like football follies, bro. That's badass. Those are Georgia defenders. Five stars for sure.
Okay, we have a champ. We have three challengers here, G-Bag Nation. Is it Corey and Sean combining there for just a fascinating, awkward, inappropriate, hilarious moment? Brian James from Cuomo Drive, was that?
Yeah.
Somebody in here called the Bayou Quick Stop.
Got my girl fired. Y'all messing up my bread now.
Is it Wolchuk triggered by the fan text, or is it the Bama touchdown in Japanese? I'll go with the Wolchuk here, Chief. How about you?
Samesies.
Nice. I'll go with Louisiana City Council.
Wolchuk?
FU214.
Yeah.
Troll trash idiots. Yeah.
Troll trash idiots.
At least stand
I'll go
with
the Japanese call.
Wolchuk.
Yeah!
By a score of 3-1-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, Wolchuk. Okay.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
Coming up next, a college football super segment. Who's going to handle this?
Oh, gosh, yes. Okay, we got SMU trolling Florida State. Chip Kelly, biggest difference between being the offensive coordinator and the head coach in Texas State might not be going anywhere. That's next in the nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation. We'll be at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio in Flower Mound Friday. Proud sponsor of Flagtober. We'll have those Whataburger G-Bag Nation flags free. While they last, please come say hi, starting at 2 o'clock. Here's a Wolchuk with a college football super segment.
Most watched regular season primetime game since 2017, when Alabama and Florida State played on the opening weekend. But this one, Alabama-Georgia, went ahead and drew a massive rating, averaged 12 million viewers on ESPN and ESPN, ABC and ESPN platforms, according to Nielsen. So congratulations. I mean, hey, that fourth quarter, I wonder what the spike was in that. Because once that game got close,
man.
That fourth quarter was one for the ages. Absolutely incredible. With 2:18 left, you know, Georgia's driving for a potential game-tying touchdown, the interception of Carson Beck right before that, the Ryan Williams play right before that. Yeah, Georgia take the lead. I mean, it was absolutely unbelievable, but certainly drew the eyeballs and the ratings, number two versus number four. So I'm excited to see what OU Texas does this year, moving back to 230, where it was for many years, and they moved it up to 11 a.m. Now it's an afternoon start at the Cotton Bowl, and that's probably going to be either the number one or number two ranked Longhorns in a week, taking on Oklahoma, their first SEC matchup. That'll be fun to get those numbers. But, man, drawing a big time eyeballs there. Now, SMU rocked Florida State. Florida State's in the bottom 10 of the latest ESPN rankings when it comes to college football. They have fallen drastically. But Florida State's trailing 28-16. And you know how they have their war chant for Florida State that their band will play?
Yeah.
Well, SMU did a sad war chant. And you can hear that in the background of the call on ESPN as they're reviewing an SMU touchdown. Listen to SMU's band just slowly trolling Florida State.
That's clearly a touchdown. That's in the blue. Not a straight down the line angle from the pylon, but that's pretty clear and indisputable evidence.
Thumbs up around the booth here. We think it'll be overturned and ruled a touchdown for Daniels, which, by the way, Roderick Daniels plugged in into the run game tonight because of the injuries, would get his first touchdown of the year.
After further review, the runner extended the ball across the goal line, which results in a touchdown.
So Daniels gets the touchdown, and it's now 34-16.
Just put a whooping on them, and they're just slow playing. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do, do, do. What a way to storm into the ACC.
SMU.
You know, like, this is now, you're like, okay, I see how this is going to go here. This is the way you want to play. I think it's a great idea. I don't think I've ever heard a team do that, to FSU at least. Like,
no.
I don't think I've
They I've probably haven't had the ability to do it. I mean, where you're just getting, you're kicking their ass, and their team's just so damn bad. But SMU, I liked it. I'm here for the pettiness. Well done, Mustangs. Texas State going to remain in the Sun Belt at this time. They were looking at maybe moving to the Mountain West. They're not. So they're staying put in the Sun Belt for now, as they got interest from the Mountain West, according to their AD, Dan Coryell. He announced that yesterday. So we'll see if that ends up happening. Now, UTEP will be leaving the Mountain West, University of Texas, El Paso. They are joining the Mountain West. So Texas State was going to join with them. They're not. So UTEP leaving Conference USA. They're going to the Mountain West. We'll see what happens with Texas State. But I guess right now they're going to be staying in the Sun Belt. So all the conference realignment for the Texas schools, it's getting difficult to keep up. Now, Chip Kelly, he's the offensive coordinator at Ohio State. And there are some perks to not being the head coach and just being the offensive coordinator. And here's Chip Kelly on what those perks might be.
You can go to the bathroom between series if you have to. It's about the only difference, I think. It's always kind of tough. Coach Coop can tell you that on the sideline. It's really difficult to say, hey, I'm going to leave, you know what I mean? But there's a bathroom upstairs by the booth, so if need be.
I bet he's tearing that thing up. I bet half that press box is going like, dude, can we get this guy back down on the field? How can we get him on the sideline calling these games?
I wonder, like, have you seen, I've never really known, I mean, we wouldn't know, but Brian, having been on the NFL sidelines.
Bunch.
Like, you get a head coach that just has in-game, oh my gosh, I have an emergency. I've really got to go one or two right now. Like, out of the history of football, that's had to have happened
man,
once.
I've watched a ton of games from the time when I was hired in 1992 until 2005 on sidelines. And I never remember a coach. Now, I've seen players use the restroom on the sidelines. Everybody holds up Gatorade towels around them.
Oh, to give them a cover.
Give them a cover and into a ice bag, you know, and then get rid of it. Seen that.
Just melt the ice.
But I've never seen, like, a coach. Now, there might be coaches, because everywhere I've ever been, like, it's hard to get, like, I know in Green Bay, you'd have to go through, like, along your sidelines, around the end zone, and then through the tunnel to get back to the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I never remember anybody, the Cowboys, the Eagles, Jacksonville, all that. I never remember any coach leaving the field for that. But I've seen players leave, but I've seen players also on physically on the sidelines do it.
Man, just making snow cones for everybody. It sounds
no
like
doubt. guess Chip Kelly certainly had some of those times as a head coach because he's clearly put that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of coaches that are like, man, I wish I could go number one right now. And they can't wait to get into the halftime locker room for that. Maybe that's why they're so ornery half the time when they're getting stopped as they're trying to get into the locker room before halftime.
Oh,
and they're
yeah.
getting a sideline report. And they're like, I'm literally about to pee myself.
I mean, in college, that can be 2 hours quite easily. Mm. Long time.
903 said in 91, I played in the World League Orlando Thunder, and Galen Hall was our offensive coordinator.
Okay, I worked in the NFL Europe.
There you go.
Yeah. So I was on the sidelines that one. Galen Hall left the field, huh?
So he had him circle up on the sideline.
Okay, yeah.
And then won in a Gatorade bottle during the game.
Can the player text in? I mean, you don't have to read his
name. Yeah, the 903 text. I don't have the name of the player.
No, that's just saying, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, let us know your name.
I was in player personnel then. I'd be interested to see if I
Ryan might have scattered you up there.
Yeah, we put the teams together is what we did.
So
Jeff Beathard was the... I think Jeff was the general manager of the Orlando.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Rex Ryan. Yeah, that's probably a coach that definitely had to use the bathroom. Did you guys see this Bear Alexander USC defensive lineman story?
I guess he's bouncing around everywhere, isn't he?
He has. I mean, this dude's been bouncing around since high school. 2018, he played in Terrell. Then he played at Skyline in 2019, Denton High in 2020. Then went to IMG Academy for his last year of high school in 2021. Signed with Georgia, was there in 22, then transferred to USC in 2023. He's still with USC. He's played 3 games, but now he says, I'm going to sit out the remainder of the season and self-redshirt. Can't say I've heard this done before, but Bear Alexander, who is one of the top recruits in the country coming out, he recorded only 1 tackle in a win over LSU and Utah State in weeks 1 and 2, had 3 tackles in the loss to Michigan. Snap count was minimal, and he posted on Instagram just basically saying, I'm going to go ahead and redshirt myself and try and prepare for next year. He's not leaving USC, but interesting decision here for Bear Alexander, whose career not going quite the way it once was thought of. And a local kid here, certainly playing at 3 DFW schools.
Yeah, he's the king transfer guy starting in high school. He was just bouncing around from school to school, state to state.
It's nuts. And then the Big Ten and the SEC are going to discuss not only the scheduling alliance, but also automatic bids to the college football playoffs. So obviously they get one if you win the conference, but they'd like to see, hey, maybe we get 3 teams apiece that are guaranteed to go in there from the Big Ten and the SEC. So it'd be interesting. You'd have the Big 12 and ACC, which would each get 2 automatic bids, 1 guaranteed spot held for the top-ranked Group of 5 champ, which would leave 3 at-large bids for the next highest-ranked teams that didn't qualify for an auto bid. So they countered with like a 3-3-2-2-1 model. So the 3-3 would be the Big Ten and the SEC. They get 3 automatic bids apiece. I think normally for the SEC, that's not going to be a problem. For the Big Ten, I guess, I mean, typically, they're probably going to have 3 teams that are very deserving, but there have been a couple of years where it's like, is it just Ohio State and Michigan? Is it just Ohio State and Penn State? Yeah. They kind of have had some down years, but interesting when it comes to how teams are going to maneuver around this college football playoff year.
Indeed.
First year for it.
Yeah, I feel like maybe you got too many teams in a way. Like, can you really get that many credible contenders? We shall see. Thank you, Woolchuck. College football super segment. We'll be on the Cowboys coming up at 3:20, investigating all the big Cowboys angles of the day. But NFL news today coming up next. Zachary, what's the headlines looking like?
I found an answer to your long-winded Stephen Jones question, Eric. Bill Belichick's going to give it to you. That's next.